Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commissioners remind you that this season's variety plot field tours will be happening in April and May. Executive Director Mike Schulte says the Wheat Commission proud to support the wheat breeding efforts at Oklahoma State.
We encourage producers to take the time to go to these variety trials. There's lots of information that's being discussed on the varieties. You know, producers have a lot more options compared to what they had 5 to 10 years ago as far as variety releases. No doubt, each year it seems like Oklahoma has given us something a little bit different to deal with regards to weather and moisture and all the other factors that are out there. But producers have options, and they don't have to have all their eggs in one basket. So I think that, you know, they need to take the time that is allotted to these variety trials and go out and see what we're doing with the public breeding program.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the wheat producer. To find out more about their efforts, go to www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain trade was higher today for wheat futures, which has been the weakest one. Any sort of bullish news, of course, will drive that market higher as hedge funds are extremely short. As of yesterday's close, about 535 million bushels short. So that's a record short position for wheat futures overall. They covered that position. It looks like they were covering that position, buying it today on some positive outcomes from the first day of the crop tour that's going on in Kansas. The overall crop tour after the first day was actually the lowest ever after that first day. It was 34.3 bushels per acre average. Last year it was 34.7, so about 0.4 bushels per acre less than last year. Colorado was the same at 38 bushels per acre, same as last year. But the overall outlook for the wheat crop in Kansas is still a little bit bigger than last year. But so it'll be interesting to see what the final tally is tomorrow afternoon for that crop tour. Now, this Canadian stocks report also came out today, which was bullish. It was 16.74 million metric tons as of March 31st. 17.7 was expected. So it was higher, or excuse me, lower than expected. 25.1% lower than last year.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Another factor that is supporting prices is the fact that the U.S. dollar index is down sharply today. It's down 107 points here at 94.13. If you remember right, not that long ago it was over 100, so it's come down 6 points just in the last month or so. Anytime the dollar goes down, exports of things we produce here in the United States tend to go up in price. So that's across the board providing some support here today. And then May 12th, we've got the next round of USDA numbers for the 14-15 carryover, expected to be 691 million bushels, corn 1.856, and then beans 362 million. The guesstimates for next year's 15-16 carryout, wheat up from this year up to 751 million bushels, corn actually a little bit lower down to 1.759, and beans higher at 446 million bushels. And then winter wheat production for this year, the guesstimate for the report is going to be 1.464 million bushels, higher than last year. Last year it was 1.378, and that report's May 12th. It's just the regular monthly scheduled USDA updates for their numbers.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. And recapping your markets, June live cattle down 122 at 150.22. August down 97 at 148.92. May feeder cattle 87 lower at 214.50. August down 137 at 216.87. June lean hogs up 130 at 84.05. July up 95 at 84.07. In the grain market, July Kansas City wheat up 13 and a quarter at 503 and a half. September up 12 and three quarters at 512 and three quarters. July Chicago wheat up 12 and three quarters at 479 and a quarter. July corn four higher and at 366 and three quarters, with September up 3 3/4 at 372 and three quarters. July soybeans down 2 1/4 at 982 and a half, with August down 1 1/4 at 975 and three quarters. July cotton down 89 at 65.86, and October down 69 at 65.83. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.